And yet, if you're not in the resonance of an open heart, if you're not in gratitude and joy and lightness and unattachment, in the giving, it will not resonate for you at a level that will attract to you more of that which you desire. So we really, really encourage you to get familiar with what the resonance of abundance feels like to you. And when you picture abundance that's very far from where you are now, you imagine it as something so far off and unavailable that you can't really picture how it feels. And yet we encourage you to know that all it feels is one little step more than where you are. Because you don't often, there are some people, but most of you will not quantum leap into a whole different reality. It's one way to grow and evolve because it will trigger all kinds of things for you to explore. And yet, you cannot go wrong just going one baby step at a time. Just imagine the spiral. Just imagine going out just a little bit. Where are you today? What would be an expanded sense of abundance for the things that you already have in your life experience? And so all of you are expanding outward very quickly now, and all of you are expanding your abundance in all things. And yet, if you do not take the time to resonate with it and notice it, you will not reach the level that you're capable of in the time that you have here in human form. And so, yes, we are saying notice, 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 notice. And there are many things. You could set a goal for this focus on abundance. And what do you notice is in great abundance in the world? And once you start doing this, you will start changing the way that you think. You will start believing that abundance is a concept that readily, very readily, exists all around you. And it's important for you to believe that before you can expand your own resonance in a way to believe all is possible. And we desire that you believe in something very far away to be possible, but we remind you to work with the frequency step by step from where you are.
I had a little experience of that today. You have taught in the past, one of the tricks you use is to kiss your checks when you mail them off. And I've never thought about it, never really felt the need to do that. That's just not something I'm exploring too much this time around. Apparently, this particular month, that's not the case, because as I was dropping off checks, that came into my mind. And I thought, well, if I'm thinking about that, I should do that. So I kissed my tax checks, and I said, go out and multiply.
That is a wonderful resonance to have. And when you're playful and silly and you feel funny, you are expanding. You are expanding. And to bless something that previously has not been pleasant for you, you are expanding. And it's not that you literally have to kiss. That is a movement, an expression that it represents a blessing, a comfort and affection. And that is a very high level of abundance, that you can let it go out with great ease and even with love. Kissing expresses love. And if you're paying with the computer, it's not that you need to kiss the screen, but you want to resonate with, wow, I can pay this. How grateful I am. Everything I pay is something that I desire to have. It is something that I enjoy having. It is something I would miss if I did not have it. And just bringing your focus and your awareness to all the things that you already have, you would be surprised what would happen to you in as little as a month. Just aware all day, what do you have more than enough of? You would be really amazed at what that would start magnetizing into your world. And so the game is, what areas? Could you list areas? How many ideas do you have? How many pairs of shoes do you have? How many pairs of pants? How many shirts? How many dresses? How many plates and dishes do you have? How many gallons of gas have you bought in a lifetime? How many pieces of paper have you utilized? How many books have you read? How many TV shows have you watched? How many commercials have you walked out of the room on? Abundance, abundance, abundance. You want to just see until your mind conceives that abundance is literally all around you.
And I guess what was just said references the fact that we need to be more present and more aware in the moment, because that's when you start to recognize the abundance that you have. If you're in the future or you're in the past, you don't see the abundance nearly as easily.
That's it. And so with the concept of provoking possibilities, it is to bring your focus very intensely on a resonance so that you understand it at a new level. Because once you understand it in an expanded way, you will be attracted to it. The information will inherently organize the way that you start thinking and perceiving. And the way that you think and perceive today is what is magnetizing to you your future experiences. And what we're really ideally intending with this project of focus per month on one subject and expanding that out, what we're really intending is that you would develop the habit, the consistent habit, of expanding in all good resonance, expanding in thought of what is possible. And that can be done. It can become a dominant way of thinking, that you're always looking for how great is this? What else could happen? How amazing is it what I already have? What am I capable of? What could I let in? How could I think, and how could I play, and how could I imagine, and how could I feel so that I am drawing to me the best possible experience that I might personally and uniquely have while I'm here in this form with this personality? And that is our desire for you. So we will give you ideas, and yet the ideas are never a hard and fast rule. It is always to provoke you to imagine your own possibility. And we will tell you many ways, and over, as often as you ask, how you can align to that which you desire. And so you would use the principle of give that which you want to receive. And it doesn't mean that when you give something specific to somebody, that's what you're intending to receive back. What you could even intend in giving is that in the giving, you're feeling abundant in that. And you're desiring to receive things that you haven't even thought of. That you are open to receiving with no judgment, with no limitation, with no hesitation. And so there are many times in your day that you give to others. You give a nod, you give eye contact, you give information, you give a thank you, you give a salutation, you give, without them even knowing, a thought. You give, you hand papers or books or coffee or all the many things in the day you're in exchange with other humans when you're around them. And so you could even focus there. Look at all that I give. And in noticing what you give, you're aligning to receiving, because it means that you would bring into your field aspects of others giving to you. And it, when you take care of your pet, you know that your pet also gives back to you. It gives back to you affection. It gives back to you humor and the antics that the pets can have. And if you were to just be aware, be fully present, and have the focus of how abundant is this? How many times am I giving? How many times am I receiving? What is being given to me? What am I giving to others all the time? You would just start expanding your ability to consistently hold a resonance of abundance, and it would be very nice and very delightful for you. Okay, and I gotta fan for a minute. And even though it's a, even though we see that people like to ask questions and be answered, we are asking you to ask questions so that you might come up with your own answers. And ask yourself, what would it be for you to know that you are very in sync, that you resonate very easily and consistently with abundance? What would that even look like to you? Remembering that is the way that you step. You hold this level, you hold this frequency of abundance, this concept, this idea, this focus. And things expand and expand and expand and expand. And one day you have more than you could ever imagine. And yet your ability to be in that frequency is before you magnetize to you tangible evidence of it in this dimension for yourselves. And so you go much faster where you want to go if you were able to ask yourself the question, how would I know I'm successful with the frequency, the resonance of abundance? Ask for from where you are today, and you will notice that is the path that will take you into physical manifestation, the material evidence of that which you desire. Also knowing that abundance can be with thought, with creativity, with expression, with movement, with health, things that aren't as physically tangible as buying things or the house and the car and the bank account. And so you just want to look all around you in every way possible. Where are you already in alignment with abundance? What comes easily to you? What do you have more than enough of consistently and all the time? So much so that you don't even think about it. That's where you want to look. That's where you want to start to play and expand from there. And this will be a very rapid journey for you, and you will end up delighting yourself.